Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another delicious hour on radio. In fact, it is the most delicious hour on radio. I am so glad you found some time to hang out with us here for another Power Happy Hour right here on Power Talk 1210. Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KVET. Power Talk 1210 for another crazy fun afternoon. We've got some amazing celebrities that are in the studio with us who are going to make this hour go by so fast. We're going to be eating some wonderful food. We're going to be drinking some great libations. And in fact, that's what this show is all about. If you're listening to us on Power Talk 1210, I am so glad you're here. Maybe you're the one of the ones that likes to listen to us live on our website on themenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the 50 million active monthly users that are part of the TuneIn community that is listening to this show right now. Hello to all of our friends worldwide that are listening live on TuneIn. This is always my highlight of the week because we get to just have joy and conversation and camaraderie with some of the culinary characters in this community that help to feed us and live us in such a special way. Anyway, check us out on Facebook, On the Menu Live, on Twitter, On the Menu Live, on Instagram, On the Menu Live, and wherever fine food and great beer is sold. Anyway, as we scan the landscape of celebrity co-hosts like we do every Saturday at 4 o'clock, we're thinking there's a bit of a theme that's weaving its way through, and we'll give you a little bit of tease. We're always talking about great beer, great craft beer. Tucson is such a wonderful craft beer community. I salute the brewers who work so hard in this community to keep us happy, to keep our palates fed, to keep us enjoying some great suds. And there's a guy here in this community. It's been a while since he's been on this show, but he's got a big day coming up on February 7th. And I didn't want any of our listeners to miss one beat. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He's the head brewer at 1055 Brewing Company, my good friend, JP Vibarney. JP, how you doing, man?
Hi, Matt. What an awesome intro. Thank you.
Has it really been? I mean, last time we had you on the show, and I'm almost a little embarrassed to admit this, that it's been a year. We were talking about the first anniversary of 1055 Brewing Company. Where did the last year go, man?
I don't know. It went quick.
Yeah. Seriously. But at least we've got some great beer to drink all throughout the year as the seasons change. And I love what you guys do at 1055, things up seasonally. Well, we're going to be talking in just a few minutes about this amazing second anniversary bash that you have planned on February the 7th. Again, all of our listeners are certainly going to be showing up at your front door for that. But before we get into the all of the details on that exciting event, get us up to speed on what's going on. What is the sort of the state of the brewery address from JP Vibarney these days? Get us current on 1055.
2014 was a fantastic year for us. We've been selling everything we make and working hard to make better beer and more of it all the time. We were able to collaborate with some great people, great breweries across the year, and just really working on connecting to this community that we love.
I love it. So when you 2 years ago, when you and your team sat down and said, you know, we think we have what it takes to really sort of to help to define craft beer in Southern Arizona. And our, you know, as I said, my hat is off to all of you folks that do this for a living. We just love you guys. But when you sat down and said, you know, I think we can do this, and I think Tucson is going to respond. What was the vision behind creating 1055 in the first place?
Well, the vision initially was that we could make beer that Tucsonans would like, and we think we fulfilled that, but we've learned to reflect the community better. Not only are we trying to make beer that Tucson likes, we're just trying to make beer that was made for Tucson and that reflects the community that we're in. So we try to incorporate as many local ingredients and local establishments as we can.
I love it. Well, you know, it's mission accomplished for you guys because you make a beer that Matt Russell likes.
Oh, yeah.
And awesome. drinks. You know, some might say a little too frequently, but that's for another show.
No judgment.
What was the very first beer that you made at 1055?
Our Elite Pale Ale. It's been our flagship. It took 23 recipes to perfect, and those all take 3 to 4 weeks to come to fruition.
So, 3 to 4 long and painful weeks.
Especially
for those
23
of us that are
times. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was a pursuit of love, and that beer is fantastic. And I'm really proud of it.
You know, talk about how the community responded. I just love going into, you know, some of the bars and restaurants. And the first thing I do, JP Viborini, when I walk into a bar, I look at the taps.
Absolutely.
And I look for local. I mean, there's some great craft beers. I mean, I'm actually wearing a Mission Brewing Company t-shirt today, our good friends out in San Diego. But I look for local, and I just love every time. And it seems like there's more and more these days. I see that proud icon of 1055 Brewing Company on more and more taps these days.
Yeah, we're working hard to get out there, and we focus on the downtown area and then friends and family and establishments that we like to patron, and that's been a good strategy for us. It's worked out well.
Well, all good celebrity co-hosts bring the fruits of their labors to the show, and I see by remarkable coincidence here, JP, you brought some suds for us to sample.
I did. I brought a very, very cool beer that we're calling a test batch. It's an extra pale, and what's special about it is this uses grain that BKW Farms just planted in late December. We strive to use local ingredients in all the beers we make. And by weight, barley is 90% of all the beer we make, but there's no barley grower in the state. Most of it comes from northern U.S. and Canada, and we are working to make sure that by the end of the year we can brew 100% Arizona ingredient beer. And this is a very good step in that quest.
I would say a big, bold, and beautiful step. I just had a sip of this test batch, this extra pale, and I'm thinking with that first taste, what a perfect time of year to enjoy this. The weather in the mid-70s, the sun is shining. You've got an approachable beer here. It's got a beautiful, full flavor, but it's not smacking you around abusively.
Absolutely not.
Now, where does the ABV lie on this particular bad boy?
It's a little on the high side. It's 6.5%. Nothing crazy.
A little on the high side, he says. You and I haven't had a beer recently, have we?
Along with BKW Farms, we also teamed up with Dragoon on this. They provided us experimental hops that don't even have a name. They just have a number. Mm. And it gives us this awesome pineapple taste.
Yeah, just gorgeous. Again, perfect time of the year. I love that. Does it come in a venti? Anyway, February 7th is a big day for JP Viborini and all of his comrades over at 1055 Brewing Company. As we said, you are celebrating your second anniversary. You've made it, JP.
2 years.
In this community.
Fantastic.
What can our listeners expect when they come out to 1055 Brewing Company on this big day?
We're going to have bands. We're going to have food. Augustine Kitchen's going to be there bringing some of their tasty treats, prepping pastries, sending food, Chef's Kitchen. We'll also have a band and then a DJ, and we're going till midnight. And one really cool thing I'm looking forward to is the return of our Sugar Skull Chocolate Milk Stout.
Oh,
it's been about a
yes.
year since anybody's had any of that, and I just brewed it about a week ago. It's tasting very, very nice.
Okay, February 7th, what time does the festivities begin?
It starts at 3 o'clock. Most of the food and band starts at 4.
Okay, 3 o'clock is when you're going to start pouring beer, and then all of the sort of the other events and entertainment going to start at 4 o'clock. You mentioned all the great restaurants that are going to be there to feed us. You're going to be doing what you do for a living, and you're going to be live-aiding us.
Absolutely,
live music is going to be just a great. And I love the 1055 space. I think it's super cool. Make sure that all of our listeners know exactly where you're located, though.
We're at 3110 East 44th Street. It's on 44th and Palo Verde, near where Nimbus brews.
Right.
We'll have the whole parking lot cordoned off. You'll be able to see us, no problem.
Okay, so that's February 7th, 3 o'clock. Is there a website where, or probably your Facebook page is late-breaking information?
Absolutely.
1055 Brewing. Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
What a remarkable coincidence. 1055 Brewing on Facebook. Of course, online, wherever you can type it onto a keyboard, your life is going to change right before your very eyes because, folks, this is good beer. And I don't know, use those words lightly, JP Viborini. This is good stuff. 1055, you and Kristen, everybody down there working so hard, constantly innovating, constantly sort of pushing the limits in terms of what you want to do and your dedication to local. We're going to be talking with Chef Ryan Clark about local because I think few people really in the country have this local spirit better than Ryan Clark manifests there at Augustine Kitchen. And
absolutely.
They're going to be down there for the party on the 7th as well, right?
He is, and we're also brewing a collaboration with him on Tuesday.
I wish I could collaborate with Ryan. What does it take to collaborate with Ryan Clark?
Well,
I mean,
with
what's
Chef,
the secret,
it's really
JP?
Easy. With him, you just say, what do you want to make? And his palate's perfect, and his flavor combinations are perfect. So you just ask him what he wants, and then you make it.
You just called his palate a perfect palate. There's another
have
hashtag.
You had his food?
Another hashtag moment. Yes, of course I had his food. In fact, if you go to On the Menu Live on Facebook and scroll down a few days, you're going to see, I frankly don't even know how to put this into words. There is a steak tartare, Arizona Wagyu beef steak tartare that he puts together with his culinary team at Augustine Kitchen with a soft egg, a little parmesan mayo. know. And, I mean, the photo is just, anyway, it's not about the photo, it's about the food. Go see our good friend Ryan Clark. And another moment of coincidence here, Ryan Clark is going to be on this show as our featured guest here. So, fellow foodies, you don't want to miss 1 minute of this exciting broadcast. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to two people in this community that have helped to redefine what the Philly style soft pretzel is all about, and you are in for a treat. You don't want to miss 1 minute. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live for another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210 with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the head brewer at 1055 Brewing Company, the Honorable J.P. Vivorini is back.
Hey there.
So we're having some great beer that you have brought for us, this test batch, this extra pale. Now, when you're thinking about drinking just a great cold beer, what are you thinking about pairing with a beer? What's kind of the obvious match when it comes to eating something with a beer?
The obvious match is a delicious pretzel.
A delicious pretzel. And I tell you, this is like the 12th coincidence that, you know, and right before our eyes, we've got some people in this community that have really done a great public service by helping us to understand, and I'll include myself in this, helping me to understand intentionally, from an intentional space and from an authentic space, what a real soft pretzel is really all about. And I wanted to have them in because they've got some exciting news to talk about. But here for their On Their Menu Live debut, my good friends Jody and Don Rush from Old Pueblo Pretzels. Hey, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I mean, you really came into this community, in a storm because you talked about real pretzels. And there are pretzels sort of around the country that call themselves Philly style, you know, soft pretzels. They kind of miss the mark. So we want to make sure that once and for all, we understand when we're talking about an authentic Philly-style soft pretzel, help us understand what that's all about.
Well, the Philly-style soft pretzel begins with the natural method of the German method of with the lye soda.
Right.
That's what gives it that nice tan crust, and then the caramelization on the bottom when you bake it. As far as the other characteristics of it, this is the Philly pretzel. It's baked in rows of five. It was before it was like a single pretzel. Well, in our hometown of Reading, PA, where they developed the pretzel machinery, they found out by squishing them together, they could get, instead of two or three, they could get five on a conveyor belt. So that's how it came about to be in rows of five. And then you just got the barley malt is what gives it that Philly taste.
That's it.
Yes.
It's the barley malt.
Yes.
And that's why it's just pairing so beautifully with this beer.
Yes. She always wanted to open a microbrewery, but, you know, that's not going to happen here. We got JP's.
He's got it covered.
This is nuts. He's just nuts. So we have to do the next best thing and pretzel. So salt and beer. Pretzel snacks, they go together.
And you talked about what's in the pretzel, the ingredients in the pretzel, and you know, you ask a lot of other pretzel makers to name their ingredients, and you know, you got to like go to a commercial break only when they're halfway through. Right. I mean, there's this list of like 50 ingredients, fillers,
yeah,
and all that.
We have flour, barley, yeast, and salt.
Period.
And water.
Fantastic. Period.
That's it. Yeah, and it's known as a day pretzel. So I get up at 2 in the morning on the weekends, I start baking, and then we go to the market. So by 12 noon, we're usually sold out. We start at, 9 to 1 at St. Phillips Plaza on Sundays, which tomorrow will be there. So it's a day pretzel. So that means take it home, eat it, freeze it. They freeze great.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It's absolutely amazing when they come out of the oven, you know, after you freeze them. And, you know, people, you got to stock up for the Super Bowl coming
up. Absolutely. Now, you're from the motherland. You're from Reading,
yep.
PA. Now, what contributed to your decision to bring the promise and the potential of the pretzel to the old Pueblo?
Pennsylvania Dutch.
Right on.
And her.
Oh, and by the way, and the missus.
I'll talk about this part. When we moved here, I could not find my pretzel, so he started making them for me. And he had spent some time in Lancaster County, and that is a different pretzel. That is more like an Annie Ann's. It's more like the Amish and Mennonite, which my grandparents are Mennonite, by the way. If you don't know what that is, Google it. They left the Amish, so they're a little less strict. But anyway, that pretzel is has sugar and has butter, and it has the three holes, not the two. So it is a different pretzel.
Interesting.
Yeah, so ours doesn't have any butter. It doesn't have any sugar, no eggs, no oil, and it is vegan. So it is a different pretzel, and the difference is the barley malt. So until he started making them with that, it was not a Philly pretzel.
Right.
And that's the taste I was looking for that's just nowhere else in Tucson.
And you talked about the sheen. I mean, you're looking at the consistency of the pretzel, and I always like to begin my food encounters with just sort of the touch and the appearance. And there is that sheen, and there's that beautiful crust around there.
Right.
But when you bite into it, you've got this pillowy, soft, almost tender inside, and then you can really taste that barley and that malt that you don't get from any other pretzel. You can't eat just one.
No, you can't. That's why we sell them in rows of five.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, it doesn't have a snap to it as an actual crunch, as you know, that the shell. But the inside is a soft pretzel, and a lot of people. I'm surprised people around here don't know what a soft pretzel is. I've sold these to people at St. Phillips that never even had a pretzel before.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they say, this is what we're talking about. Well, it's funny. We've actually got a caller who wants to ask a question or contribute to the conversation. But, you know, these wonderful spontaneous moments happen all the time and on the menu live. Do we have a caller?
Hello.
Oh, Frankie.
Matt.
Frankie.
Not Frankie.
Is this Frankie Santos? Geez.
Frank Santos, Frankie Cheesesteak.
What's going on, man?
Well, I'm listening to the radio station. I did not realize that Jody and Lauren were going to be on your show.
Wow.
But I have to tell you something about their pretzels. They are wonderful.
Yep.
Thank you, Phil.
They're unbelievable good. It's like being back home.
Now, this is a guy, all far of our listeners, Frankie Santos of Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks over in Campbell Avenue. This is a guy that was raised in South Philadelphia. He has a palate for the city of brotherly love. And when Frank Santos says that something is wonderful, especially if it hails from the traditions of Pennsylvania, go buy it as many as you can.
And I'll tell you, when I was baking these, the first critique I had to get was from Frankie, and to know he loved. That's what changed it all around for us.
Yeah. So. I'll tell you one thing about this pretzel is that when I'm eating this pretzel, all I want is a water ice, and it's like being back home. It's that good. And I've been telling everybody about this pretzel. They are wonderful.
Wow. Now, Now, if only we could find somebody at a Philly cheesesteak shop or something.
Well, me and Deb's been talking about that. We can just find some room. We've been talking about Warner Ice. Just find some room in the restaurant to do something like that. But I want all Matt's listeners to know this. Jody, your pretzels are unbelievable good.
Thank you.
They're just like back home, and they're the best pretzels I've had tasted out here in Tucson in the 11 years I've been out here.
Those are big words. Hey, yeah. Frankie, we're up against a commercial break, but I want to thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing such wonderful words about the Old Pueblo pretzels, these Philadelphia-style soft pretzels. Anyway, love to you and to Deb, and I will see you at Frankie's Cheesesteaks here pretty soon.
Okay, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Frankie, thank you so much. Wow, what a testimonial.
My pleasure.
A spontaneous testimonial from Frank Santos on these great pretzels.
Yeah, well, we owe him 5 pretzels a week, you know, for life. For
that. Very good. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, we've got some exciting news from Jody and Don Rush here. They're going to be talking about a grassroots campaign that they're about to launch that is going to be bringing more pretzels to the people. And you, fellow foodies, can get involved. So stick around. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the epicenter of pretzel logic here in southern Arizona. Another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210 with my celebrity co-host from 1055 Brewing Company, J.P. Viborni. Enjoying some beer and a pretzel and you know, doing a fine job.
Barley malt?
But seriously.
Works out really well.
Good stuff. We're also talking to Jody and Don Rush of Old Pueblo Pretzels, helping to educate us a little bit on what a Philadelphia-style soft pretzel is. In fact, I don't think this is just an authentic Philadelphia-style soft pretzel. I think it's an authentic pretzel. I mean, when you think about pretzel, there's all of these sort of varieties and disciplines under the banner of pretzel. But when you think about pretzel just sort of as a generic concept, this is really what the pretzel makers from the Pennsylvania Dutch, you know, generations ago had in mind.
Yeah, right. It started back in, I guess, the 18th century when MyHeritage Pennsylvania Dutch came to the United States. And then they brought the pretzel. Actually, it started here, I think, with Julius Sturgis up in Lititz, PA. That's where the whole pretzel thing got originated. Yeah, and then there's more over a dozen bakeries in Philly, and every morning they crank them out, and you see a vendor on every corner, and that's the way it goes.
This is just a beautiful thing. Well, how fortunate they are to have pretzels wherever they turn in that community. You sort of slid this gorgeous little topping, this crab meat topping I can't get enough of. I'm just dipping my pretzel into the crab meat, and now you've given me this sandwich So you actually have the ability to make these pretzel rolls then
yes.
out of the same dough that right. you're proofing on the actual pretzels yeah, themselves.
Yes. The bun is, that's a 4-ounce bun.
Beautiful.
And it's, like I said, it's got a great pull to it. It's chewy. It's, and, you know, the salt on top of that, along with that, that baby Swiss cheese.
Gorgeous.
And then the rosemary ham with sun-dried tomatoes on it. That's boar's head ham.
And a nice stout mustard to go
yes,
with that.
Just, yeah, we got just German mustard and horseradish mustard. But that sandwich, that's what we want to do on when we launch this campaign. We want to, we're striving to get a food trailer / truck. We're not sure which way to go yet.
Great news. Okay, yeah. So you're at St. Phillip's Plaza. You're doing yes. the farmer's markets, but, you know, the demand is intense in this community.
It is insane. I mean, we'll sit there for 5 minutes with nothing, and then all of a sudden there's five people lined up, and then it gets to be 10. It is pretty cool. We do sell out every Sunday. We'll be there tomorrow morning for Food and Roots Farmers Market.
Great.
At 9 o'clock, 9 to 1. And I already know that at least 50 of them are pre-sold already.
That's the way it works.
And I'm at a limited capacity of probably 200 pretzels for baking a batch before I get out.
So
it's a day pretzel. It doesn't. It yeah, doesn't last.
Exactly. So what do we have to do? So you talked about you want to get a trailer or a truck
yes.
on the streets of Southern Arizona.
Yes. We drove by a sporting event the other week, and it was freezing cold outside. There were tons of soccer games going on, and there were three ice cream trucks in the parking lot. This is a great pretzel. This is very kid-friendly. Flour, barley, yeast,
allergy
and salt.
Free for kids yeah, with allergies.
Allergy
people
free.
People with digestion problems.
Yep.
Yeah. It's no dairy in there.
So what are the plans with this, okay, with this truck and this trailer?
What we got is an Indiegogo campaign.
Great.
That's, we're gonna launch it within a few minutes here. And what we're striving to do is with that we're looking to raise $32,000. That is a middle of where we want to be with a trailer as far as price goes.
Right.
There are some that are available, but we're looking at probably a total remodel because naturally, you know what kind of truck you're going to get around here.
Yeah.
And we don't need deep fryers. We don't need griddles. We need an oven and naturally this three basin sink to go with that. And it gets expensive. So if we do buy a used one, there will be some equipment on there that we can use, but it's probably going to be a remodel. Other than that, I'd like to start fresh where we're going to get the trailer. I'd like to get like an 8x14 trailer, and that's going to probably run around close to $12,000 to $17,000 just for the basics
right.
with the cabinets and
that's
the,
right.
and that's the basic plumbing. Then after that, then we got to come up with the other equipment, and that just adds up.
So this is an Indiegogo campaign. I love that you've done yeah. this virtual versus sort of the traditional way to raise money
yeah.
because it's a grassroots effort. It's a way for people that love the concept to get involved. And if you donate a particular amount of money to see this project through, there are various stages of benefits that you can actually take away from that because you really want to give of your own fruits of your labors to those that say yes to Old Pueblo Pretzels for this campaign.
Right. These they have what they call perks. So we got a bunch of perks here. Like the first one is called the Dutchie because, you know, Pennsylvania Dutch, well, you don't know. They're pretty frugal and don't like to part with their money. So we started that one off at number two. That's number $2. So with that $2 donation, if you're here in town, you can stop by and grab a pretzel at any one of our stops. And you know, $5, you get hot knots. You got a half dozen of our signature hot knots, which we didn't even begin to bake yet. But those are going to be Hatch chili peppers inside with the chopped garlic.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Looking forward
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, those, and the ones that I did test already with the people at the market, they love them.
And you've got packages for $100. If someone wants to say
yeah,
yes,
we're
to
all the way
$500,
up.
$1,000.
Yep. Now, yeah, we're all the way up to $5,000, and that one's called Rolling in the Dough. So with that one there, you get free pretzels for life.
Okay, I want to make sure that our listeners here. So if we've got a leader in our community that listens to the show that wants to say yes to Old Pueblo Pretzels and bring Philadelphia-style soft pretzels to the streets of Southern Arizona for a simple $5,000, you are saying that you will feed them free pretzels for their lifetime.
Natural life.
For their yeah. natural life.
The unnatural ones we're not too worried about.
Okay, so I see that you're actually fiddling with your handheld device right now. When you say
yes.
you're going to launch this campaign in the next couple of minutes, are you doing it on live radio,
yeah,
Jody?
It's right now. Are we ready? We're going to launch right now.
Let's do it.
Launch.
We are launching a grassroots fundraising campaign on the air live right now from the Power Talk 1210 studios to raise money for Old Pueblo Pretzels, to put a pretzel truck on the streets, to bring this Pennsylvania Dutch inspiration to foodies everywhere. So how do people get to this site to learn more about the project, to learn more about the packages, and more importantly, how they can get involved financially?
If I read this correctly, it should be Indiegogo.com.
Indiegogo?
Indiegogo, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Indiegogo.com/OPP.
Indiegogo.com/OPP.
Yes.
And if you get lost online, you could always go to your website, and there'll be information on your website about this campaign as well. And what's your website address, Jody?
It will be there soon. That'll be up there tonight.
Great.
That is oldpueblopretzels.com.
Oldpueblopretzels.com. Follow them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. Online, everywhere. Great pretzels are. Jody and Don Rush are going to be, again, this is a grassroots campaign. I am personally pledging right now, live before you, to be a part of this, and I want all of our friends in the foodie community to get behind this as well, because these are just real, honest, authentic people, and these are the kind of people that we want to support. Anyway, Jody and Don Rush from Old Pueblo Pretzels, thank you so much for all you do in this community. Thanks for bringing in the story, to debunking the myth of what a pretzel is, and yeah. I wish you, and let's have you back on the show to kind of give our listeners an update from time to time, because we want to be there at the finish line when we raise that 32nd $1,000. We want to be there to help celebrate it.
That'd be great. Thank you, Matt.
Anyway,
you, JP.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, yes, indeed, the three-time Iron Chef of Tucson, Ryan Clark, is in the house. And he's going to be talking about a new winter menu, as well as giving someone in our listening audience the chance to win a gift certificate to experience Augustine Kitchen for themselves. So stick around. You don't want to miss one beat. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210. Thanks so much for joining in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock, halfway through the most delicious hour on radio. And here we are having a beer, just kicking back and enjoying life with my celebrity co-host, the head brewer at 1055 Brewing Company, JP Viborni. Having a good time, man?
Having a great time. You did well, man. You got pretzels and beer.
But I mean, how can you possibly go wrong?
Not at all.
I want to remind everybody, February the 7th, starting at 3 o'clock, going all the way up to midnight. I'll probably be there for the entire duration of the festivities.
Looking forward to it.
At 1055 Brewing Company, their second anniversary bash. We got great music, great food, great beer, and just great camaraderie among all the fans of craft brewing in this community. And again, I would put this community up against any in the country when it comes to the spirit, the shared spirit among you craft brewers. I was talking to my good friend Kyle Jefferson over at Pueblo Vita Brewing Company not too long ago, and he was saying, you know what, there's really no competition among brewers in town. We collaborate, we don't compete.
Absolutely.
And
we
I love that spirit.
And Have a good time.
I also wanted, we made history here just a few minutes ago. If you missed this last segment, Jody and Don Rush of Old Pueblo Pretzels, they literally launched a grassroots initiative right here on this show on an Indiegogo campaign to get some money together to get a pretzel, a Philly-style soft pretzel trailer or a truck on the streets in southern Arizona. You know, people have this intense demand for pretzels, real pretzels, and we are going to show Jody and Don Rush how much our listeners care deeply about them. Go to Indiegogo.com/OPP and you will be able to take part in this great campaign. Follow me and go all the way to the finish line, and we're going to raise all the money we need to raise to get the pretzels to the people. Anyway, you know, our next guest, JP, is a man of the people.
He is.
And what another remarkable coincidence here. You know, you don't say it lightly. When you have the three-time Iron Chef of Tucson in your presence, I mean, I feel like I have to genuflect for crying out loud. But I will resist the temptation to drop a knee here on the radio, and I will welcome back my good friend from Augustine Kitchen, Chef Ryan Clark.
Oh, Matt, JP, that's way too nice. Thank
Jeez!
You.
Okay, so look at you. I mean, every time, you would think, okay, Ryan Clark, one of the busiest guys in this community. I mean, every time I go down to Augustine, I see him. He's not one of these restaurateur chefs that sort of pops in twice a week. I mean, there's a hardworking guy. He's all over the community, signing cookbooks. He's at virtually every event in town. And every time I see him, it just looks like, I mean, it's just his first event of the day. Or is this smile and this buzz and this energy around you that I just can't get enough of.
It's all about to turn for me. I hit 30 on Tuesday, so I was young at one point.
30?
30.
Oh, boy.
Can you believe it?
And that's where the show just went south. Three Iron Chefs consecutively and in your 20s.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
So what's life like for an Iron Chef in this community?
It's great. We just hit 1 year at Augustine. It's wonderful owning my own restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, we're constantly progressing. So we're really excited about the things that are happening. I came on today. We've got the new winter menus out.
Right on.
You know, it's an exciting time for us. So, you know, we change the menus about four times seasonally. I like to say that we focus on local, but it's more than that. It's a big sustainability package for the entire restaurant. Mm. It's not just the food. It's the beverage. JP, we've got his beers on.
Thank you.
It's also the wines that we serve. It's the florist we use. It's the music we have on Saturdays. We bring it all in. It's all local. It's all good.
I remember last time you were on the show, we were talking about your commitment to local. And, you know, Ryan said, you know, it's yes, supporting local farmers and local purveyors. You know, that's all important. That's the spirit through which we do business. But he says you can't get much more local when the Meyer lemons that we're using were pulled from the tree right over there. I mean, it's not just about the local community. It's about the local block.
Yeah, we're pulling stuff right off the trees, and that's one of the collaboration beers that JP and I are doing right now.
Awesome.
On Tuesday, we're using stuff from the middle of Augustine Mercado.
Yeah, we're doing the Calamondin fruits, similar to a kumquat.
Oh, beautiful. Again, using the flavors of the region, absolutely what it's all about. So if any of our listeners have never actually been down to Augustine Kitchen, give our listeners a sense of what the whole sort of concept of this great restaurant is all about.
Yeah, local foods like we talked about. It's new American cuisine. So we have everything from a cheeseburger to a great steak, seafood, oysters, to a ramen that we just put on for the winter.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, man. So we kind of span all over the place. We got great fresh pastas. It's a little bit of everything. You know, the decor inside is very nice. It's simple. I think it has great energy being downtown, which is one of the reasons I made the move down there. If you don't know where it is, we're on Congress just west of I-10.
Yeah, right in the old Mercado building. That block is just a wonderful, vibrant part of the community, and I just love it down there.
It is. And there's other great spots in there, too. We have Sace, we have Blue, Stella, Java, so other great spots to check out as well.
Last week, we had Andrew Carlin, the mixologist from Finney's Landing, on talking about his new winter cocktails, and I asked him to sort of describe, when you're thinking about season and winter, what does winter taste like in a glass? And he talked about some of the warmer flavors that come from the spirits that are really that really sort of define that season. When we're thinking about the center of the plate, putting together a winter menu, what kind of flavors are you pursuing there?
You know, we want everyone to leave feeling satisfied, not like completely stuffed. But when I think of winter, I really think of rich dishes.
Yeah.
One of the new dishes that we have on the menu is a winter cassoulet. So kind of going French style.
Yeah.
Of course, we're making everything from scratch. So we're making the sausage, which is the star of the dish.
In-house.
Forgive me, JP, but this is a Dragoon IPA.
That's fine. That's a good guy.
We do use a lot of the 1055 beer in a lot of our dishes, but this one's a Dragoon IPA duck leg and pork sausage.
Oh, my gosh.
We have white and red heirloom runner beans. We have some greens in there, dried figs, a rich pork stock, and we finish it with some great foie gras butter.
Man, winter is just alive and well at Augustine Kitchens, and those are the kinds of flavors that we're looking out for. Now, is the steak tartare with the Arizona Wagyu beef, is that going to remain on the menu?
It's never going away.
Oh,
top 100 dishes.
You have millions of people erupting in applause right now from coast to coast, thanking you for not doing that. That is a spectacular tartare.
Thank you very much.
Man,
it's one of my
man.
Favorite things on the menu. It made top 100 dishes, Tucson Weekly. So when you hit that, you can't move it.
I want to remind all of our listeners that Ryan Clark and his charity is going to be giving one of you the opportunity to be his guest at Augustine Kitchen. Now, listen, when the Iron Chef of Tucson, three-time Iron Chef before he even hits the age of 30, for crying out loud, when he says, I want you to be my guest at Augustine Kitchen, drop what you are doing and get ready to call in, because at some point during this show, we're going to be reading a trivia question, and the first person to call in with the right answer is going to be Ryan Clark's guest at Augustine Kitchen. You're going to get a gift card in the mail, and you're going to thank Ryan, and you're going to thank JP, Jody, Don, me, everybody for giving you that opportunity. So we're talking to Ryan Clark here about the new winter menu at Augustine Kitchen. So on the bar side, are you kind of changing things, rotating things seasonally as well to sort of be a companion to what's going on the food side of the menu?
Yeah, so it's a big deal when we change menus at Augustine. There's a lot of moving parts. We want to train the staff well. So we're doing it in two parts. Right now, all the food's changing. That's brunch, that's lunch, that's dinner. And that's the late night menus. And then we're going to go with all the cocktails. We're going to switch up the beers a little bit, and we're going to switch up the wine list. So all the bartenders are amazing that we have. You know, it's our team is led by Kieran Weiss, who started up 47 Scott.
One of my heroes.
Scott and Company back in the day. And he's absolutely phenomenal. And we're really excited. I'm watching these bartenders in there, and they're doing stuff that I've never thought of it. I never knew you could do it. We're talking about, we're taking whiskey and pouring milk into it. And letting it filter. So as the milk hits the whiskey, and it's actually a batched cocktail, so it's a finished old-fashioned. It has the bitters already in it. And what they do is they pour the milk into it, and it filters. It actually separates the curd and the whey, and the whiskey filters through the curds. They strain the curds out, and now you have this nicely rounded, velvety texture, old-fashioned that we just pour right into the glass. Pretty interesting.
It's a libation laboratory.
Crazy
at
stuff.
At Augustine Kitchen. When I was there just a few days ago, I had a great cocktail. I'm trying to think if I remember what it was. It was a hickory old-fashioned hickory smoked Tennessee whiskey and chocolate mole bitters, Ryan Clark.
Ooh, yummy. Yeah, we use the hickory chips that we use at the restaurant to smoke our salmon, smoke our sausage, smoke our bacon, everything that we're doing in-house. So we use that to actually infuse the bourbon that we use, which is really good. And I brought a cocktail with us. I figured, hey, why not?
How lovely for us.
This is actually the Shanty Town. It's going to be on our new menu. And it's featuring JP's Pale Ale.
Oh, boy.
So, and we could talk about the beer week coming up, too. But this one has great. Jamaican rum, grapefruit, pineapple, Campari, and it's topped off with 1055 Pale Ale.
That's nice. Nice and balanced.
Oh, and that's what we're looking for in a great cocktail. We're looking for balance. Now, I just want to be whisked away to Jamaica right now. I mean, I'm already hearing the steel drums, for crying out loud. You're a full-service operator over there.
I love the flavors. This it really great, screams out the winter to me.
Beautiful. Yeah, and it got a gorgeous amount of spice on there and the effervescence that's brought to bear with that great pale ale. Really a lot of deliciousness going on in this glass. When I was over on your Facebook page the other day, there was an interesting photo of you standing before a vat of butter. And it said something about house made. And I thought, I don't know that I have ever spoken with a chef on this show that actually makes his own butter.
Yeah, so something that we just thought about doing. You know, we source everything locally. And as far as I know, I haven't found any local butter. It's a little more difficult. But we do source most of our dairy, cream, milk, half and half, from Sarah Farms, which is as close as we can find in Yuma, which is a family-owned seven-generation.
Wow.
Seven-generation. That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
But we're taking their whole milk. We're slowly turning it until it separates. So the actual fat will separate from the buttermilk, which is what's left over. I brought some with us today, and I think it'd be pretty good on the pretzel. I don't know.
Well, you know what?
Pass this around.
Let's put that very bold claim to the test.
So this butter, you'll be able to taste. We actually rendered some lamb fat, and folded it into the butter.
So okay, now wait a minute. Don't say that. For crying out loud. Just another day at the office for Ryan Clark. Well, we just rendered a little lamb fat for our butter. What?
Yeah, so it actually tastes like lamb. I mean, it's really delicious. We're serving that over one of our lamb specials this weekend. But the normal butter we use in the restaurant, it's just a plain salted butter. We poach our chicken in the butter sous vide style. So that's in the slow temperature water bath. And we finish the chicken with cream, sun-dried tomato, spinach. It's what we call our butter chicken, and it's one of our most popular dishes on the menu.
I'm going in.
Do it.
Okay.
He made butter better.
Seriously. Butter is better.
Okay, so when you mentioned that, you know, the lamb fat, and the sort of the relatively, just like Jody Rush says, when you're thinking about making a pretzel, don't overthink it. It's about manifesting very few ingredients and let those ingredients come together and shine. When we're talking about butter, we're only talking about a handful. I mean, this is cream.
Yep, it is. It is. And what we want to do is just, you know, let those flavors kind of shine. We put a little bit of salt in it so that the flavor comes through a little bit more so you can taste it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Did you get the lamb?
I got the lamb, sort of on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost has sort of the... almost like a marrow flavor almost. It's just that fatty, beautiful fatty flavor. The sweetness of the cream is really coming through too. So you've got this great, rich, decadent note on that butter, but you don't feel like you're doing your body a disservice again because it's all natural.
Exactly, exactly. And it's made in-house, which I think people love. You know, it's comforting to know where it's coming from and how it's done.
You do work hard.
A little bit, every now and then. One of the other dishes I'm really excited about is our winter cabbage salad. I think cabbage is one of the most underused greens or vegetables there are.
Amen.
And we're doing an Asian style. There's some fennel, some local oranges, local goat cheese, and local dates. Everything local. And we're taking egg yolks and curing them in salt with orange zest.
Of course you are.
Yeah, so they completely dry out. The whole salad's tossed in umeboshi vinaigrette. That's those pickled plums, the Asian pickled plums. We're making a vinaigrette out of it. All tossed together, and then you shave the cured egg yolk, which is actually hard because it's been cured in salt, and it looks like orange zest, tastes like orange zest, but it's salty and fatty from the egg yolk.
Just
so
gorgeous.
It's this big play. It's one of my favorite things on the menu right now.
Oh, beautiful. So now, is your test kitchen in operation 24/7? I mean, when do you find time to even experiment with these flavors?
The test kitchen is like... in the bed with the girlfriend. We're just talking.
This is a family show, Ryan Clark.
We're talking food. She's like, babe, I want to go to bed. I'm like, but what do you think about this idea? You know, we're just bouncing ideas off each other. And, of course, my sous chef, Brandon Dillon, which I'm sure everybody knows at this time. He's phenomenal. We're always bouncing ideas off each other. So it's a constant thing. R&D, we want to always be progressing at the restaurant.
Ryan Clark, the only man who can get away with bringing lamb fat to the bedroom. Cue the romance. Ryan Clark in the house. Anyway, so hours of operation, are you guys doing lunches and dinners? Or
yeah, lunch and dinner every day. We're closed on Monday. We open at 11, close at 10 every day. Late night, Friday and Saturday till midnight. That's happy hour specials on drinks and food. And then we have brunch on Saturday and Sunday. We open at 10.
Again, one of the last times you were on the show, there was a milestone moment in my broadcast career when we were talking about your brunch and you were talking about this Bloody Mary that you have. Now, do you still have this Paul Bunyan-esque, yeah. Was it like a 32-ounce?
We do. It's a 32-ounce mason jar Bloody Mary.
It's a 32-ounce Bloody Mary, fellow foodies.
It's a good morning.
I mean, you order one of these bad boys, and, you know, and it looks like you're on the set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, for crying out loud. I mean, this is a great Bloody Mary. Brunch is always so much fun down at Augustine Kitchen. Really, any meal. The courtyard is great. Always great for people watching. Now, is there still sort of this rooftop deck up there that you guys use for special events?
Yeah, we still have the rooftop. We actually have a party up there tonight. The weather's great for it. See the stars. We do a big event there on 4th of July. It's about 40 people that can fit up there. Really good for, like, if you want to have friends in, maybe do a small acoustic setup there, have some cocktails, some snacks from Augustine. It's a lot of fun.
I think it's a great idea. You know, we love all the great local restaurateurs, and most of them have none of these great, you know, private spaces uses for special events and functions, and we really want to help push local. This rooftop deck is just sort of out of the box a little bit. I think it's kind of fun. I think it's a little funky. If somebody wants to consider, again, it'll hold about 40 people. Someone wants to consider having the rooftop deck of the Mercado San Agustin to host their special event. How do they do that? Is there someone to call?
You can call us at 520-398-5382. Or a simple email, specialevents@augustinekitchen.com.
Specialevents@augustinekitchen.com. And do not put a U after the a, between the A and the
I
G
know, right?
on Augustine. So Augustine is A-G-U-S-T-I-N. Kitchen.com.
Right on.
Right. Because I don't know. I mean, it's just sort of seems natural to throw that you in there.
It happens.
But it's all about you. Or it's not about you. It's about leaving you
think,
out of it.
I think I bought up all the email addresses just to make sure they get to us. So
lunch, happy hour, dinner, late night, rooftop, brunch, everything. And when people go there, they can actually see and sort of feel the energy that sort of surrounds Ryan Clark in there and get to know you a little bit better. I think you're very approachable as a chef, which I love. You're always a part of the culinary conversation in this community. The brewers salute you. There's this common respect that people have for what you've done. And I interview a lot of the Food Network chefs on this show from time to time. And I swear, if I had a dollar, Ryan Clark, for every time one of these TV chefs said to me, "Oh, you're into this show is on in Tucson," I said, "Yes, Tucson, Arizona." "Oh, well, you must know Ryan Clark." They all say that. It's the weirdest thing. I'm not kidding you. I could give you a list of the chefs that have said that. So, and of course, you've got this great cookbook. Also, how can people get a look at your cookbook?
Yeah, you can go on our website at augustinekitchen.com, purchase it on there. Of course, you can always come into the restaurant or bring the book into the restaurant and I'll sign it for you.
That's beautiful.
And, I'm a local guy. So
you're a giver.
I can help you with sourcing. I can help you with the recipe. Just give us a call.
Beautiful.
I do that all the time.
I love it. Well, speaking of giving us a call, we want people to call us because you are going to give one of our listeners the chance to win a gift certificate to experience. Now I'm just getting a text right now from one of our regular celebrity co-hosts, fellow foodie and PR maven John Farlow, and it says, "Finally, a Farlow-sized Bloody Mary." Very good. So, John, we are happy to serve. Anyway, have you thought about a great trivia question to ask our listeners today?
I have. So we have a new cocktail on the menu that one of our bartenders, Dave, came up with. It's a Bacanora-based cocktail, and he's calling it the Mama Fina. It's actually named after, right down the street from us on Congress, named after the tallest and oldest tree in Tucson. What year do you think that tree?
Okay, the tallest and oldest tree.
Called Mama Fina. Has
called
a name.
Mama Fina in Tucson. We want to know the year that tree, how old the tree is.
Yep, planted by a little girl.
Okay, the tallest and oldest tree in Tucson is called Mama Fina, and we want to know how old the tree is. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 750-7456. That's 750-7456 to have a hand at getting a gift certificate to experience Augustine Kitchen. Good luck. We'll be right back. Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com. Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast.
With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour here at Power Talk 1210 with my celebrity co-host who has had a great time eating some pretzels and drinking some beers and just shucking and jiving here with our all of our great guests, the head brewer at 1055 Brewing Company, JP Viborni.
Thank you.
Seriously,
had a great
good stuff.
Show.
Is this not a lot of fun?
Yeah.
You know, few ways of spending a Saturday are better than this. I tell you, this is a lot of fun. You're a busy guy. Saturdays are very busy for you. I really appreciate your coming down here and sharing your story
Love
with us.
To.
Again, February the 7th at 1055 Brewing Company, starting at 3 o'clock and going all the way to midnight. Music, food, fun, great beer. Come hear the story about this great craft brewer in this community and really talk about their commitment to local and how they are set out to be the brewer that is going to bring you one of these days a beer that is sourced from every single local ingredient. It's all going to be from right here.
Please, hope to see you.
Absolutely. We're here with Chef Ryan Clark from Augustine Kitchen, who has introduced us to the wonderful world of lamb fat when it's rendered into a house-made butter. I'm going to see if I can bring home that butter with me and maybe bring it into my bedroom, as you talked about. And for anybody that might not have listened to the earlier part of the show, you'll just have to send me a text and I'll explain what that means. Anyway, we did a trivia question. We've got the oldest and tallest tree in Tucson, and it's called Mama Fina, and we want to know, Ryan Clark asks, how old is this tree? And we've got a full board of callers here. We're going to go to line one and say hi to Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. I'm going to go with 100 years.
Okay, so he says it's 100 years old. Ryan, what do you say?
It's just a touch older than that, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the tree is older than 100 years. My goodness. Anyway, Mike, thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for listening. That opens up a line at 750-7456. 750-7456. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Ken. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. We want to know if you know the answer to the question. We know it's not 100 years, but how old do you think this tree is?
Yeah, I'll guess 132
years, he says.
That's too old.
We're getting close. Okay, anyway, thank you so much, Ken. That opens up a line, 750-7456, 750-7456. We know it's older than 100 years, but it's not as old as 132 years, and we're going to see if Zach knows the answer to the question. Here, Zach, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's the answer to this question, Zach?
So it goes back to 1910, so that would make it 105 years.
Okay, 1910, 105 years old, Ryan Clark.
That is absolutely correct.
Oh! All right. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
And I got a bonus.
Uh-oh.
A bonus.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is for an extra free cocktail at Augustine Kitchen. Who planted the Mama Fina tree? Do you know?
It was Defina Brava.
Wow. Hey.
Look at that. They're the most sophisticated bunch in all of the Grand Canyon State. Anyway, Zach, where are you calling from, Zach?
Thank you. I'm calling from my girlfriend's house right now in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, what part of town? We're always interested in knowing that.
We're over in the northwest side right now.
Northwest side of town. So, Zach, you are going to be represent, Mark, our producer says. You're going to be in for a treat, sir, because Ryan Clark is going to be hosting you at Augustine Kitchen, and you nailed the bonus question. You're going to get a cocktail as well. Anyway, I don't want you to go away. I want you to stay on the line because Mark is going to get all your information. We're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail.
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations, Zach.
Thanks.
105 years old, Ryan?
It's pretty cool. It's right down the street from us, and I love the whimsical names that our bartenders come up with for these cocktails. I mean, the Mama Fina for one of the cocktails, that's pretty cool.
I love it. Anyway, Ryan Clark, whenever you're on the show, it goes by so fast. We want all of our listeners to go down to Augustine Kitchen in the old San Mercado building and check out this spectacular new winter menu, new cocktails, brand new menu. This the energy that comes with the change of the season is always so much to be fun to be a part of. This great lamb, house-made lamb fat butter. Anyway, Ryan Clark, 3-time Iron Chef. It's a privilege to call
call you a friend, and I can't wait to get me back on the show again.
Matt, JP, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
And JP Viborni from 1055 Brewing Company, let's get you on the show more than once a year.
I'd love
to. What does it take? Now, do I have to call your publicist for that? I mean,
yes.
What's up with
yes,
that, right?
Do.
Okay, yes, he says, smiling. Anyway, again, February 7th, 3 o'clock, the second anniversary bash at 1055.
We'll see you there.
We'll
it's
definitely be seeing you there as well. And then my good friend Jody Rush, Jody and Don Rush, Old Pueblo Pretzels, check out this fundraising campaign, Indiegogo.com/OPP. Again, take part of this grassroots initiative to bring the Philadelphia-style soft pretzel to the street. Make sure they're going to have the opportunity to be at every single event and every single party and every single encounter where all great people convene around great food and great drinks. We want Jody and Don Rush to be right in the thick of it because, friends, once you've tasted the Old Pueblo pretzel, this Philadelphia soft pretzel, you will thank yourself for getting involved. Again, I am pledging my commitment here, and I want everybody to follow me. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted to our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and JP Viborni reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers. Make it a great weekend, and we will see you soon.